Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, hand gestures, windbag updates, Dr. Dre, beer, and Donnie Baker. Right after this.
It's time once again for people who suck at small talk.
Hey, nice weather we're having today, don't you think?
Yeah, it is rather amazing the cyclical manner in which meteorological trends manifest themselves.
Jeez, sorry I f***ing asked.
Join us again next time for people who suck at small talk.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Who's thinking about something right now?
Oh, I'm thinking about stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Probably illegal. May involve homicide.
Howdy!
It's Chick McGee at the OrangeInsoles.com sports desk.
Man.
Don't forget the .com, mister. There's Pat Godwin.
Hey.
Pat's on tour right now. He'll be stopping in Dubuque Wednesday evening.
Patrick the hat trick.
He's three shows.
Three times. He's the triple comedian. Three times the funny.
I like three times the funny.
That's good.
That's nice. Where are you going to be?
Cedar Rapids on Friday and Saturday.
Very nice.
Rounding out the hat trick, Patrick.
That's right.
You know why they call him the hat trick?
Why they call him the hat trick?
He's a triple threat.
Yeah.
He's got jokes. He's got music. He's got looks. The triple threat.
Oh, my God.
That's very sweet of you, Josh.
That's very nice. Looking for love out there?
I will not be singing the song about you later now.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's not true at all. He's going to.
There's Christy Lee.
Yeah, here I am.
This is Tom
speaking. Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
Your
Proud
base.
To be here.
Not your post. We're going to your base.
My base.
Thank you very much, Duke Tomato and the Power Trio. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll bring the boys back shortly. Now, we have a lot to get to here. Christy, we were going to be talking about... Oh, did you see the thing about Dr. Dre?
Do we want to finish this today in history? Or
oh, sure. You got more?
Real quick. Yeah, we have two more birthdays to celebrate. Born in 1948, Steven Tyler, of course, of Aerosmith.
Yeah, he's... He looks kind of like... What's that? Who's that guy?
He looks like a woman.
Looks like Janice Dickerson.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah.
He looks like...
looks like Janice Dickerson.
Like Jack Sparrow except dressed for Halloween... A dude looks like a lady style.
Yeah. And then also born on this date in 1989, Von Miller, the Broncos offensive linebacker.
Von Miller.
That's a good name.
That is a good name.
Defensive linebacker.
It says OLB on my sheet. So
outside linebacker.
Oh, that
sounds like
means?
A...
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Sounds like a new beer. New beer from Miller.
OLB.
Von Miller.
Yes. Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Windbag updates.
Oh. Yes, go ahead.
Regarding a birthday today, Christy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You said Mr. Leonard Nimoy. It's his birthday, right?
That's what it said.
And we were wondering about the Live Long and Prosper hand sign. Nimoy did come up with it.
Oh.
No kidding.
It is based on a hand gesture for the priestly blessing performed by rabbis in the Jewish faith.
I'll be darned. Huh. I had no idea.
And, of course, Leonard Nimoy is of the Jewish faith.
So, okay. Now, that's interesting. Now, that came in third on my list of famous hand signals.
Yeah, live long and prosper.
Number
yeah.
one, the bird. Number two, the okay sign. Number two is the peace sign.
Gotta be the peace sign. Yeah,
and then,
he's one of the only Jewish entertainers, isn't that correct?
That is right. Yeah,
it's
rare.
Rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very rare.
What were your top three, Josh, of hand signals?
The middle finger. And I think my favorite version is the Johnny Cash, just giving it right to the camera, if you've ever seen that.
Biting then, your lower lip.
You gotta do this. You do this one.
Yeah, devil horns, number two. I'll throw this up.
Yeah, hook 'em horns or devil horns? How do you know that?
Either one.
Oh, Texas.
Hook 'em horns.
Yeah, hook 'em
Texas.
Horns.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then.
Does it matter with the hook 'em horns thing? Does it matter if the palm is facing you or if it's.
Yeah. I tend to be the backwards. I show the back of the hand.
See, is there some distinction that I'm supposed to know? This is like these gang signs. I can't keep up.
No, there's no distinction.
Look how feminine Josh's hands are. He has such feminine movements with his hands.
I'm limp-wristed.
Nice. I am
limp-wristed. Yeah.
I think we should have a quiz. Put his hands up and a couple of models' hands and see if you can pick out Josh's hands. I bet you can.
Let me see.
I mean,
well,
other than
hair. Do you have hair? No,
the
you
hair
really
on.
Yeah, no, the hair stops right at the wrist.
Yeah, he doesn't have.
Well, how about the palm?
I shave those three times a day.
Very nicely manicured nails. No bad cuticles.
I treat myself. I treat my hands well.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty lady.
Would you like me to touch your face, Tom?
That's fine.
With my soft hands.
I would like to see you rub his bald head. Can you do that?
Thank you for saying bald. Yeah. Okay. Now, the way the new society on this show works, it's the Junior Windbag Society, in which you can make corrections. All it involves is getting the new Bob and Tom app, which is free, and it's great. You can listen to your favorite radio show on your local station right there on the app if you want. If you're a VIP member, you can actually watch this show on the cameras. I'm waving at you right now. We have... another windbag alert here real quick.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't heard this one, so this is, you can leave these messages on our app. Here we go.
Why you gotta be such a windbag?
Ah, yes, Josh. This is Lori. Yesterday you said that the Queen of Soul was an awful person. And to you, I just want to say, bite my ass, Arnold. While I'm thinking about it, I didn't care for that D-E-C-E-A-S-E crap either. So you can bite it too, Griswold. The rest of you have a wonderful day.
Why you gotta be such a
That was... terrific, and that is exactly why we have created the
Junior Windbag. And that woman, even though she didn't particularly care for my little joke,
yes,
she's the new vice president of the Junior Windbag Society. Thank you very much.
Nice. And you're right. I have not. I've never met Aretha Franklin myself, but I've just heard too many stories of her being unpleasant. But a terrific talent.
Of course.
A towering talent.
And then I guess I'm taking the famous R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And turning it into something.
D-E-C-E.
Yeah, just not very nice, certainly. Well, you can join the Windbag Society, get the new Bob and Tom app. But right now, let's go back to the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk starring Christy Lee.
Dr. Dre removed a social media post that had him bragging about his daughter's college acceptance.
Why?
After it was revealed that he made an enormous donation to the school. The rap mogul was apparently criticizing the parents charged in the recent college acceptance scandal. When he and his daughter got into the University of Southern California, when he said that his daughter got into the University of Southern California, quote, all on her own.
Well, she probably did.
He reportedly wrote, quote, no jail time. However, Dr. Dre, whose real name is Andre Young, gave the school $70 million in 2013, establishing the School of Business of Innovation. His social media post was removed after social media users left mocking comments asking, did Dr. Dre forget about the $70 million? I think that probably had a lot to do with the fact that she got in.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I bet she's a bright kid.
Who knows? Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
How are you?
Hey, Josh, I got another hand gesture for your top five you forgot about.
Oh, yes?
Donnie Baker's Hawker on a Shocker. This is for God. Two in the butter, one in the other. State ball. Another good one to throw up at concerts.
Yes, indeed.
So what's Dr. Dre so mad about now?
Well, he apparently gave a very large donation to the school, but then years later his daughter was accepted, and I don't think there's a quid pro quo going on here. I
mean, how rich you got to be to forget you donated $70 million to some school anyway?
Well, he sold that headphone company for more than $1 billion to Apple.
Like, there's been times when there've been times I found $20 in a dryer that I forgot I had, mm-hmm. but I could never forget about slinging $70 million.
Yes.
What I don't understand is why anyone cares that rich people are buying their kids' ways into college anyway.
It's supposed to be a meritocracy.
Well, it ain't like his daughter's going to be performing open heart surgery on your grandma next week, Tom.
Well, it could be.
I thought that was the whole point of getting rich and famous in the first place, so your kids won't have to deal with the same struggles that you went through.
Yes.
This whole country's founded on people buying their way into stuff. You know, not just everybody can walk into Costco and start shopping. First, you got to buy your way into the Costco club.
That's true. Irrelevant.
That's true.
I swear to God.
It's true.
I'll say it like this. You think my Uncle Sonny with an O didn't pull a few strings and grease a few palms to get me into small engine repair class?
How's that going, by the way?
Well, he had to give the dean of students an entire side of beef and install new struts on his Bronco for school to even read my letter.
Oh.
And I ain't ashamed or embarrassed by the fact my Uncle Sonny bought my way in. Hell, I own it. When I see the dean in the hallways now, I'll shout, "Hey, how you liking them steaks, Bert?" You know, it ain't hard. If Drake can call himself a doctor without ever attending one day of medical school, then we shouldn't be surprised he bought his daughter's way into the University of USC anyways. Swear to God. And you know, Scotty Winkler told me Dr. Dre made his fortune selling beets.
Yep.
Man, I know they're on every salad bar, but really, who's eating them things? And what's next? Snoop Dogg going to probably make a fortune selling cauliflower. Except when you burp it up, the person next to you gets a contact buzz. You watch, man. Ain't fair. There's a lot of money in vegetables. Look at Carrot Top.
Sure.
I got to go.
All right. Good point.
You know, I think about Donnie. Right. I always agree with about half the stuff he says.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
I realize, wait a minute, he's an idiot.
You can't discount him completely. Yeah. Can you? No.
Wow, yeah. It's like a stop clock. It's right a couple times a day.
Yep.
You have to buy your way into Costco. It's true.
He does, I guess. Yeah. It's a little bit different.
You got to know somebody.
I guess Dr. Dre didn't get his PhD the legit way.
Nope. No.
But who knows? Yeah, the problem here is his daughter probably is extremely bright and got in.
And now she's
become
guilty by association kind of thing. Yeah.
Part of me is starting to feel a little bad for Lori Loughlin's daughter.
No, have you
no.
seen the videos? No.
Here's why. She apparently did not want to, she had no interest in going to college. She goes, "I'm making a ton of money doing this YouTube stuff." And they went, "No, you're going." Forced her into that. And now she's lost her YouTube career.
Yep.
So part of me is like, "Ah."
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. But again, trust me. I don't feel all that bad.
But her parents have enough money. She never has to work a day in her life.
Yeah.
So,
but she was building her own brand, and now that's tarnished.
Well.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we'll again, not a huge loss.
There'll be some people going to jail here.
You think?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that guy will definitely probably go to jail.
There were people that were paying money to this guy, and then they were writing it off as a charity. So I think they'll be. The IRS, I think, frowns on that, frankly.
Yeah.
Now, what else have you got at the news desk, Christy?
Well, keeping with this kind of entertainment theme, the international hit film Bohemian Rhapsody has just been released in China.
Oh.
But with all of the gay scenes edited out. Several minutes of footage that referenced Freddie Mercury's sexuality, including the word gay, and scenes of two men kissing were removed from the biopic. References to his AIDS diagnosis also cut. Homosexuality has been legal in China for over 20 years, but...
Over 20 years?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Boy, talk about forward thinking
yeah.
here.
Explicit references to same-sex relationships are still banned under Chinese regulations, according to the BBC.
They're going to change the name of the band?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I was thinking people were so surprised. Did you see in Freddie Mercury? It was very clear. I don't think...
Well, I mean,
all the regulations though over there are in Chinese, so who can?
Nobody can understand that.
Like heads or tails out of
it. How do they translate Queen over there? Do they use the same thing? I don't know. So I guess the Elton John movie is not going to be released.
Probably not. Not in China.
I remember not having a clue that I loved "You're My Best Friend." I love Queen.
I had no idea either, Chick. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I still do. Actually.
With the mid '70s mustache and the
but in the mid '70s I was. I was a young, I was in my preteens. I didn't know what that meant.
It doesn't matter.
I just thought Liberace had a fun wardrobe.
When I was a kid too, why would I know?
My mother loved him, you know. Yeah. I just thought, well,
now he's... there's a great movie. Behind the Candelabra.
That's a crazy movie.
Or Candelabra is the word I was going for, with Michael Douglas and
I have not seen
Matt
that.
Damon.
No, but there were some that, like Rock Hudson, did anybody see that coming?
I didn't.
Man, I love McMillan and Wife.
Yeah, well, but I think that they called the band Queen and Freddie
yeah, but they
was
were from
very,
England.
Very flamboyant.
Yeah, it's
they
about
were
the Queen.
From England. They have a Queen in England.
Yes.
Again, the short hair and the mustache in that era was very clear. What
oh,
was
it was.
Going on.
Well,
it
was
that,
for you.
Clear.
It was because you were a little older.
I guess maybe that was it. I don't know.
Well, I think so. I think you
maybe
were exposed to it a little.
Maybe it was the Ramrod Lounge wife beater he's wearing in all the photographs. I thought it was very. What? I'm not being critical. I'm just saying it was very obvious to everyone that Freddie was gay. I don't think it's a big deal. But I mean, what can if they're taking that out of the movie? What are they going to do? Just watch the credits?
Yeah,
it seems.
Yeah, especially with that Elton John movie. Well, it was good, but it was 4 minutes long.
Yeah, I like the part where he married the girl. That was sure. That was quick.
That was believable.
And he wrote that "Someone Thank Saved
God
My Life"
damn.
Give, song.
Give him the Oscar for that.
Wow, now that's acting.
They're changing the name of the band to King. Just to well, that's weird. I'm sorry, Christy.
Just be thankful we can see the full story here.
Yeah,
man.
But you say homosexuality has been legal in China for 20 years. It was pretty much illegal here. When was the Stonewall thing? 68, 69?
Yeah, we're not. We weren't.
Yeah,
yeah,
this
sure.
wasn't the most enlightened culture either.
Right.
So, Christy, what else is happening?
You teased this. An Ohio guy drinking beer for Lent.
I love this guy.
Has already lost 25 pounds.
Well, that's not necessarily healthy.
Yes, as
my
as
liver shut down.
He's dying of internal organs.
As doctors everywhere are saying, no!
Inspired by 17th century Bavarian monks, Mr. Del Hall of 50 West Brewing Company has subsisted only on beer and water since March 6th. According to Hall, who's detailing his experience on Facebook, he's down 25 pounds as of day 18. He told the Cincinnati Inquirer, quote, day two and three were pretty rough, but says he now feels amazing. He added, it's not necessarily about the weight loss. It's about the journey and learning about yourself.
Remember this
no,
story?
No, it's...
This was, I remember this. It was something about...
Learning anything.
There were some monks in the 1600s that
yes.
used to do this. And it was,
right.
It was they would sustain themselves on their beer that they made themselves for the 46 days of Lent or
mm-hmm.
something. So this guy is being monitored by a doctor, by the way.
Sure. Yeah, he's doing it as safely as you can.
Right.
Dr. Vinny Boombutz.
yeah. I'm sure it's a qualified physician.
I was sick. I'm better now.
Now, I don't know the biology of this. Will he still be having, shall we say, solid movements?
Oh,
or?
I would think so, yes.
Hear him out.
I would say no.
This is
right.
interesting. I would say no.
I say no.
None at all.
None
no.
at all.
No, I think
one.
It turns into something.
Everything
sort of
in his body that. Turns to beer.
I bet they're few and far between,
yeah,
but
I
bet
the closest thing
happens.
He said recently is that I had a really good Schlitz.
Is there a froth when he pees?
Oh, a nice head on it.
A little foam down there.
Oh, boy.
A lot of carbonation in that urine.
Well. Speaking of cocktails, it looks like a cement mixer, but it's a huge truck full of booze. There's a giant cocktail shaker that looks like a cement mixer.
Well,
the
just
size
a second.
Of a cement mixer.
I'm sorry, Christy. A windbag would like to interject.
Oh, God.
Andy says, I hate to be that guy, but you kept referring to cement mixers. They're called concrete mixers.
Oh,
concrete
really?
Mixers mix rocks, sand, water, and cement to make concrete.
Jesus Christ.
Correct. But, you know, I
had no idea.
A, he's correct, but I also still call them steam shovels.
Yes.
I don't know.
The giant cocktail mixing.
Can I just show you this thing, Josh? I know this is radio. This is hilarious.
It looks just like a metal
cocktail
mixer that
shaker.
A bartender would
yes.
shake, right?
It's
yeah.
a giant, but it does look just like a concrete mixer on a huge truck.
Yeah.
It's coming to Orlando, Florida, the 27-foot-long, 14-foot-tall truck called the Monkey Shoulder Mixer. Debuted last month during an event called Arizona Cocktail Week.
Monkey shoulder. That's some good stuff, by the way. Oh,
chick,
sorry.
It can hold 2,400 gallons of alcohol.
Yeah, that'll get me through till 2 this afternoon.
It should be in Orlando by this weekend.
Is monkey shoulder really the name of an alcohol bar?
Yeah, it's a bourbon, I think.
It is?
That's
something like that.
Oh, just in time for spring break?
Exactly. I think
down to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they should head over to the beach areas.
Sure.
Daytona. Of course, they could pass through DeLand.
Oh,
they
God.
Could. Yep.
You know, they call it DeLand, Pat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yep, he knows.
See, we're done.
I've listened to the show for the last 10 years.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.